And now, the top 10 albums charting across the nation. You're listening to the Earshot 20. Here is Brian Cleveland and Anthony Inman.
Howdy do! You like that one?
Yeah, I guess so.
It's new. That's new. Come up with that just as I was sitting here. We are about to count down the top 10 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. I'm Anthony Edmond, joined in studio by Brian Cleveland. We are counting down from that website, and these are the charts for the week ending Tuesday, May 28th, 2013. Brian's going to let you know what you'll find if you go to that website.
Well, Anthony, it is the humdingest website around.
Love it.
I've been trying to use that, I'm trying to use that word as much as possible now.
Nice.
Earshot is the national campus and community radio report published every Tuesday evening at earshot-online.com. You can find the entire national top 50 from which we play selections from the top 20, and we're about to delve into the top 10. As well, you can find regional top 30 albums submitted by over 30 Canadian campus and community radio stations each week. Other published charts include weekly genre reports such as electronic hip-hop, international jazz, loud folk roots and blues, and monthly and yearly top 200 countdowns. You can also read some fine features, reviews, interviews, and loads more. That's all at earshot-online.com. And just for a sample right now, for instance, there's an interview with the Abramson Singers by Scott Wood. There's a feature by Scott White on 2 Hours Traffic. There's a feature on the Bezerton Lakes and loads more. So yeah, go check that out.
Very cool. I also think I have a suggestion for you, another word that you might want to use instead of we are going to delve into the top 10.
No, that's my favorite of all the words.
What about dabble? We're going to dabble in the top 10 because we play selections, right? Think about it. Give it some thought.
It might not be the winner, I have to admit.
Okay. If you want to get in contact with us, you can do so a few ways. Earshot20@gmail.com. That's our email. Facebook.com/earshot20. Our home on Facebook and at earshot20. Our handle on Twitter. If you are an emerging Canadian band or artist, we want to hear from you and give you a feature on this show. And in the first hour of the program, we talk to Jordan Stevens from This Ship, a Halifax-based band. Coming up in this hour of the program, we're going to be talking to Tyler and Sarah from Tofu Stravinsky from Nelson, BC, and you're going to get your Entertainment 411. So, not going to take too much time. We're going to get right into it and start with number 10.
All right, you're going to hear from Phoenix with the song SOS in Bel Air. Their new record's called Bankrupt, and it has an exclamation mark at the end. So, if that wasn't forceful enough to you, just imagine it as very loud radio stream peaking yelling of the word bankrupt, which I'm just not going to do that.
You're not going to crush the radio.
They're at number 10 this week, up from 11 after that. Number 9, up from 12, Soon's Image de Future. And number 8, up from 10, Born Ruffians, Birthmarks.
Stay tuned. There's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
Number 10.
Cross the line, but you can't. Cleveland. This is the Earshot 20.
Number 8.
last night. Oh, what a night. All by myself, riding the rails to Sunday light. Oh, what a light. Two bottles empty, I smashed on my bed. Gave away all of my things, all of my savings. And come Wednesday, I'm gonna sing.
It's the year shot 20.
Six.
5,000.
There you go. That was Born Ruffians. You weren't looking at me. I was going to throw it to you. It was going to be magical. It was going to be a real opportunity for us to show our tandem team that we have going on here. That was Born Ruffians at number 8, up from 10 from Birthmarks. Before that, you heard Image de Future, the title track from the newest Soons album, this week sitting at number 9 from 12, and rising one spot to number 10 was Phoenix from Bankrupt. You heard SOS in Bel Air.
If you're just tuning in, it's the Earshot 20, counting down the top 20 albums and now into the top 10 for this program. And I'm Anthony Emmon, joined by Brian Cleveland, counting down the albums, of course, from Earshot-Online. Quick break now.
It's the Earshot 20, Entertainment 411.
Stephen Carlick from Exclaim here with the latest music news, albums, and tracks. experimental pop outfit Braids have announced a new full-length. It's a follow-up to 2011's Native Speaker. The new album is titled Flourish/Perish. It will be available on August 20th through Flemish Eye in Canada, and finds the band bringing their widely disparate strengths together to create a distinctive voice. The organic and complex rhythms dance and spar with sparsely decorative sounds, often fragmented and tampered with. Singer Raphael Standel Preston previously told Exclaim, quote, "It's strikingly beautiful. It's very amazing, and to me it reflects where we've gone as a human race in 2013 and our involvement with the iPhone and laptops and everybody being interconnected. That's one of the reasons I think that electronic music excites something inside of me." Chillwave pioneer Washed Out has returned with a new album titled Paracosm. The album was produced by previous studio collaborator Ben Allen in Georgia, and according to the press release, we can expect another big shift from Green, who is embracing the idea of escapism for the new record. On the record, the press release explains, "The Georgia-based musician explores the album's namesake phenomenon where people create detailed imaginary worlds." The album will be out on August 13th via Sub Pop. Canadian rapper Shad and Scratch Bastard have teamed up for the Spring Up EP. The EP precedes a new album announced by Shad called Flying Colors, but first the Spring Up EP will come out this month. The shorter offering includes songs that were actually completed shortly after Scratch Bastard and Shad wrapped up work on the upcoming full length. The EP will also feature production help from DJ Jazzy Jeff, and will feature new song Homie featuring Cadence Weapon. In album releases this week, we have the latest from UK sound experimenter Bass. New album Obsidian finds the LA musician delivering a much more cohesive vision. Gone are the whimsy and harebrained sketchbook quality of his first album, Cerulean, and staying true to its title, the tone of Obsidian is far darker than the debut. Lyrically, the album veers into bleak territory, the black plague, the cold, animal meaningless of loveless sex, and our constant fear of God in medieval times. But musically, the album is poppier than his debut, presenting a melancholic push-pull contrast of darkness and pop. Folk pop artist Laura Marling has also returned with a new album called Once I Was an Eagle. Reviewer Sarah Murphy said for Exclaim that it's hard to think of an artist that has shown as much musical growth in as short a time, but on this fourth album in 5 years, Laura Marling has proved she's a force to be reckoned with. Rather than collaborating with a band, Marling worked on the album intimately with longtime studio partner Ethan Johns, who's worked with Ryan Adams and Kings of Leon. Now residing in California, Marling is, quote, "scarcely recognizable from the baby-faced British new folker that emerged with Noah and the Whale alongside the likes of Mumford and Sons, but while her peers may be filling arenas with banjo anthems, Marling has long freed herself from that particular pigeonhole and presents another collection of songs that showcases her astounding talent. For more of the latest music news, albums, and tracks this week, visit exclaim.ca. Our song pick of the week is a new one from Braids titled In Kind. It'll be on their new EP coming out this month and on the full-length Flourish Perish, again, due for August 20th. Hear it now on Earshot 20.
Earshot 20. Extra. Earshot 20. Extra.
White-cheeked and bleak, ignoring all the answers. You're up the street and that God is kind. White-cheeked and bleak, ignoring all the answers.
You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 7.
It's the Earshot 20.
Savages from the album Silence Yourself. That was I Am Here, their album sitting at number 7, up from 16. Before that, you heard Stephen Karlik's pick this week, the new single from Braids from their forthcoming album. That's a track called In Kind.
All right, we're going to keep moving on now through the charts. And if you're just tuning in, it's the Earshot 20, counting down the national top 20 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. We are now about to get into the top 6.
That nation being Canada, of course, in case you didn't know.
Oh,
maybe you don't know. I don't know.
I wanted to leave it out there. I wanted to leave it out for interpretation. Which nation is he talking about?
We're going to move on to Vampire Weekend. They're at number 6, rising from 18 this week. Their new third album is called Modern Vampires of the City. Here's a track called Yahey.
Stay tuned. There's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
Number 6.
Zion doesn't love you. Babylon don't love you. But you love everything. Oh, you saint. America don't love you. So I could never love you. There's the glow of your face. There's
If you are an emerging Canadian band or artist, then you should do as this next band has done and contact us so we can feature you. Tofu Stravinsky, compared to a good red wine and Coke can, this Nelson, British Columbia band has recently released their EP called Buttermilk. Sarah and Tyler from the band join us to talk about the album. Welcome to the Earshot 20.
Hello.
Hey, thank you.
So before we get into the album chat, I'm wondering where a name like Tofu Stravinsky comes from.
Well, I guess you can go back to like the career of the composer Igor Stravinsky. He was a Russian composer who was commissioned to write a ballet once, and he, instead of drawing on like the typical music and norms of the time, decided to write and compose a ballet completely based on pagan folk tradition. And so when the ballet was first performed in the great opera theater in Moscow, it started a riot in the theater. All the aristocracy that had gone to watch the show just couldn't handle it, and it sort of like sent them into an actual riot. Like the entire opera house erupted, and so that's like kind of gives you an idea of like sort of the musical approach that Stravinsky was going or coming from. And tofu is just slang for something that's kind of rough around the edges in some circles. So if you put those two things together, you get kind of like a modern, rougher, simpler version of Stravinsky.
Very cool. And now this album, it has, from what I was listening, has kind of a pop vibe, but it's mixed with some very smooth sort of jazzy feel as well. It's a really great listen. What was the inspiration for the songs on Buttermilk?
What was the inspiration? I think it was everybody in the band inspiring each other, like bringing ideas together and building off each other. So, I think
we're taking it day to day,
getting her done.
Getting her done, yeah.
And the name of the album, Buttermilk, which it doesn't include any vowels. Is there a story behind that? Any relation from the name of the album to the songs people will find on this album?
No, there isn't a relationship to the name and the music, actually.
More of a concept with the album cover. We actually went and did a photo shoot. We had buttermilk poured on us, and we whipped our hair back to get this cover that you see. So, I don't know. It was a cool idea. And
yeah, it's actually the title of the album and the album artwork is the beginning of a thematic series for the next releases that are coming up.
I'm thinking breakfast, but I don't know if that's right, but I'm thinking breakfast.
It does have to do with food. There is a bit of a food theme going on.
Very cool. Now that the release is out, and I read in the email that you guys sent, you're going to be doing some touring. Why don't you tell us a little bit about what you have planned for that?
Well, we're going to the West Coast next week, stopping in Kelowna and Vancouver, and after that we're doing some festivals this summer, but the big one is at the end of the summer in September. We're gonna head across Canada and relocate to Montreal.
Very exciting. Have you ever done any touring like that, solo or otherwise, or is this going to be your first big trip as a band across the country?
For most of us, it's our first time. Besides in a bit of touring,
it's the band's first trip, so for sure.
Yeah.
Awesome. Where can people find your music?
All over the internet, really. What's it on iTunes and
CD Baby, Amazon,
Bandcamp,
SoundCloud,
YouTube,
Facebook.
Just type in Tofu Stravinsky, Google it, and you'll find our music.
It's all out there, right on. And you can grab the link to their Bandcamp page from our Facebook page, facebook.com/earshot20. Sarah, Tyler, thanks for dropping us a line.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And in an Earshot Extra spot this week, here is Tofu Stravinsky on the Earshot 20.
Earshot 20. Extra.
I guess you could call it that. I often know what's coming next and when. Over the hill, around the bend. But typically, what goes around comes around.
with Anthony Enman and Brian Cleveland.
This is the Earshot 20.
Number 5.
Scary light.
It's the Earshot 20.
That was Tan Lines by Golden Youth from their new album Beyond Wilderness, number 4, up from 7. Falling one spot, number 5 was No Joy from Weight to Pleasure. You heard Prodigy. You heard a Earshot extra from Tofu Stravinsky called Cyclic. And starting off that set was Yahei by Vampire Weekend, their newest records, Modern Vampires of the City, at number 6, up from 18.
Moving right along, the top 3 is coming your way.
All right, number 3 and number 2 switch spots this week. You're going to hear from the Besnard Lakes Intel and Excess Imperceptible UFO, a track called The Spectre. Following that, number 2 up from 3, a tribe called Red Nation and Nation. You're going to hear a track called The Road. Sing still at number 1 again this week is Young Galaxy, and you'll hear a song from their new album, Ultramarine.
Stay tuned, it's Earshot 20.
Number 3.
Number 2.
20. Number 1.
The Earshot 20.
Fever by Young Galaxy, Sitting Still at number one, is their newest album, Ultramarine. Before that, at number two, you heard A Tribe Called Red Up from Three Nation of Nations, their new record, and you heard a track called The Road. And starting off that set was The Spectre by the Besnard Lakes at number three, up from two.
Thanks to Jordan Steven from This Ship. Oh, you're not done?
Oh, no, I just was wrong.
Oh.
Three is clearly lower than two.
Oh, okay. Well, you know.
I'm just questioning myself.
Thanks to Jordan Steven from This Ship, Tyler and Sarah from Tofu Stravinsky, and Stephen Karlick, of course, from Exclaim, for all of their segments this show. Catch the program live Fridays, 4 to 6 p.m. Atlantic Standard Time on Local FM in St. John, New Brunswick, or online at localfm.ca. We're also syndicated on many campus and community stations, so check your local listings. And you can find us online on radioforall.net and on iTunes. Until next week, thanks for listening, and stay tuned for more great campus and community radio programming. It is on the way. Earshot 20 is produced out of Local 107.3 FM, St. John, New Brunswick's campus and community radio station. Comments, concerns, feedback? You can send to earshot20@gmail.com. Check us out on Twitter. Our handle is earshot20. Until next time, thanks for listening.